Christmas at home, Christmas at home. Lord, how I want to go home.
My heart's yearning
so, for I long to go home at Christmas time. Christmas at home.
Christmas had always been Elizabeth McClaw's special time of the year. Her tiny cabin, perched on a hill in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, was a world away from Bethlehem of Judea. And this year, 1848, was far removed from that first Christmas hundreds of years ago. But as she cuddled her newborn son, born on Christmas Eve, she imagined she knew a little of how Mary must have felt. As she gazed into the flickering fire on the hearth, her thoughts drifted to her husband, who would never know his own son. He had been a fine, hard-working man. He had hopes of becoming a doctor, until the money ran out. Disappointed, he worked as a farmer, until his patience ran out. Drinking brought a change in him. Elizabeth had often been the object of his anger when he returned home drunk. He must not have been able to stand the thought of another spring planting. She was not sure if it was the farm or her that reminded him of his failures. Whatever the cause, he was gone. He joined the army and went out west to fight the Indians. In the letter she had received, they said that he died as a brave soldier should. They said that she would receive a little money from time to time, but that was months ago. Elizabeth thought she would never know happiness again until now. Again, she studied the little infant in her arms.
Emmanuel Christmas McLaw. That's your name. Who'd ever figure a little fella like you would have such a big name? You're not the same as baby Jesus, but my God is going to be with you too. Maybe he sent some angels to sing for you. Shh. Listen, can you hear them? You know what they're singing? Glory to God, glory to God.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
Emmanuel Christmas McClaw. He became known simply as Manny. He went from being a little baby to a little boy to a little man in just a few years. He had to. He was the man of the house, and he was serious about his position. Wherever Manny was, there was music. He was always singing, humming, or whistling. Old Mr. Thomas up the road gave him a mouth organ. His little, odd, off-key concerts got better with hours of practice. The quiet, cold winter evenings heard many rich, sad melodies from the harmonica of Emmanuel Christmas. 1861 brought the dark clouds of war to Virginia. The call to defend the state from northern invaders was the only thing that could be talked about. A new company of Virginia volunteers was being formed. They set up camp less than 2 miles from the McClaw cabin during the summer of 1862. Manny would fly through his chores and run to Mr. Mahoney's farm to drink in the excitement of the endless drills and marches. Around the campfire at night, the mellow harmonica of Emmanuel McClaw made the men of the Virginia Volunteers dream of home and loved ones left behind. He became a favorite of the soldiers. It was Captain Claremont himself who suggested that Manny become the drummer boy. Emmanuel's mind burned with the excitement of marching with the army. The men liked him, he could certainly master the drum, and he could be a brave soldier like his father. But the thought of his mother, all alone, brought him back to reality. Would she understand why he had to go?
But you're all in the world I have left.
Mama, I'll only be gone for a few weeks. General Jackson says nothing is going to happen. The Federals are across the river waiting for winter. We're just supposed to watch them till cold weather sets in.
You'd serve under General Jackson?
Yes, ma'am. He's a Christian, Mama, like you and me. He won't even fight on Sunday. But since he's cornered, they say he lives by the New Testament and fights by the Old. Some of the men say he even prays during the hottest battle with bullets flying all around him. General Jackson says he's just as safe on the battlefield as he is in the parlor. As long as God wants him on earth. Oh, please, Mama, let me go.
You remember, I lost your father when he joined the army. Why, them Injuns killed him before he even knew I was expected.
But, Mama, I heard tell that General Jackson never loses any men. Fact is, they say he usually gains a few from the other side.
Emmanuel, 14 years ago, I was all alone in this old world, and God sent me a very special Christmas gift. So I named that gift Emmanuel. Son, do you know what your name means?
Of course, Mama. You tell me all the time. Emmanuel means God with us. But, Mama, doesn't it mean that God is with me, just like he is with General Jackson? I'm as important to General to Jesus, ain't I?
Emmanuel Christmas, you are a rascal.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you will be home before the holidays, before the birthdays.
The birthdays?
Yes, yours and Jesus. I want you to promise me you'll spend Christmas at home. You must be home for Christmas, son.
Mama, I'll spend Christmas at home, I promise. Don't worry, there ain't gonna be no fighting. Besides, I wouldn't miss Christmas at home for anything.
How I long for home at Christmas, though I'm so far away. All my thoughts turn home at Christmas.
There was fighting, serious fighting, desperate fighting. It took place near the little town of Fredericksburg in Virginia. December came. Winter should have halted the armies. Yet General Burnside sent his army of 150,000 over the Rappahannock River to face the well-entrenched Confederates. Ordered to support General Longstreet's corps, the small company of Virginia volunteers awaited the outcome of the fierce battle. Before the battle ended, over 18,000 Americans, both blue and gray, became casualties on December 13, 1862. Among them, a 13-year-old drummer boy from Berryville, Virginia. Emmanuel Christmas McClaw was running ammunition to the embattled defenders of the famous Stone Wall when a great black shell exploded only a few yards away. The grizzled soldiers, which had earlier been inspired by the young boy's bravery, were soon shocked to see the mangled drummer boy grimacing in pain with death all around him. Darkness finally put an end to the fighting, but not the suffering. Manny was barely aware of the doctor, smelling of sweat, powder, and liquor bending over him.
Boy, boy, can you hear me?
I can't beat the charge, sir. My drum is broken. I can't beat the charge.
Save your strength, boy. I'm going to have to move you.
You're a doctor?
That's right. Now you hush.
Then it's over?
Yeah, it's over. It's over for a lot of men.
My leg, doctor. It hurts so bad. Can you make me feel better? Doctor, I have to go home. I have to spend home with my mama.
Put your arms around my neck. I've got to move you.
No, sir. You'll get all bloody.
Do as I say, boy.
He didn't even know why he bothered. It didn't look good for the boy. The mangled leg would have to be amputated, and even that would be little help against the gangrene he knew would set in before long. In anger, he cursed when he found that there was no chloroform for anesthesia. A drink from his bottle braced him for the task ahead.
Son?
Doctor?
Boy, you're gonna lose this leg.
Now, doctor?
Yes, now. No time to lose. There's no chloroform to help with the pain. You'll have to drink this. Go ahead, drink it.
No, doctor. My mama made me promise to never drink.
Mama doesn't know war, boy. Drink it.
I'll be all right without it, doctor.
It'll be a good deal worse than you can imagine.
My Lord will stand by me now.
Oh, religious, huh?
Jesus is my savior, if that's what you mean, doctor.
Boy, you believe anything you want, anything you want.
It's almost Christmas, sir. Do you know who was born on Christmas, doctor?
Well, I...
It was Jesus, sir. He was called Emmanuel in the Bible. It means God with us. Jesus is right here with us, doctor. He's going to help us both right now. I've been praying for you.
Pray for yourself if you will, boy.
Oh, no, sir.
Nurse, get some men in here to hold the boy.
God is with me, doctor. You won't need anyone to hold me. Please, doctor.
Maybe your God is with you, but he better be a good bit more powerful than I expect him to be.
15 minutes. It took 15 minutes as fast as the hardened doctor could work. 15 minutes that must have seemed like an eternity to the boy. Over and over, the boy prayed.
Oh, Emmanuel, God be with us. Emmanuel, God be with us. Oh, Emmanuel, God be with us.
No one knew the doctor, not really, except by reputation. It was said that he had no heart. They said that he had liquor for blood, and he shook uncontrollably as he finished this operation. Drenched in sweat, he hurried from the hospital tent, hurrying to his own tent, hurrying to the darkness, hurrying to his bottle. He tried to sleep amid the moans of the dying, but his mind was filled with the boy who wanted to spend Christmas at home. The boy's voice echoed in his brain, "Emmanuel, God be with us. Emmanuel, God be with us."
Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel Christmas McClaw, the Christmas boy, was not getting any better. The doctor felt helpless against his weakening condition. Special medicines were secured, but they had little effect. The boy developed pneumonia. The embittered doctor resented the fact that he wished this boy to live. More than anything, he wished him to live. He found himself checking in repeatedly.
Doctor, is that you?
Yes, son. Don't try to talk now.
I have to, doctor. You see, I'm going home soon.
That's not possible, boy. You'll be here for several months until you get stronger.
Heaven will be my Christmas home, doctor.
Nonsense, boy. You're going to be fine.
No, doctor. The Lord will have me come home to heaven for Christmas. You don't know him, do you, doctor?
Who? You mean your Lord?
Yes, sir. When you were operating on me, ask Jesus to save your soul.
Told you it's too late for that.
No, sir.
You don't know what I've done, boy.
No, sir, but God does. That's why he came to earth, to be with us, to die for those sins. The Lord has told me that I would have you in heaven.
Would you stop that foolish talk? Why are you crying, son?
My mama, she'll miss me. Will you give my Bible to her, doctor? It's here under my pillow.
Lie back now, boy.
Oh, I'm okay. Only I can't breathe so good. What's that bright light, doctor?
What light, son?
There. No, no, it's not a light. It's him. Oh, doctor, it's Jesus. Don't you all see him, doctor? They're singing for him. I'm coming home, Jesus. I'm coming home.
Jesus.
God, if you really are Emmanuel, will you give me what this boy had? I've rejected you for so long. I didn't even believe you existed. But now, Lord, I believe. Yes, I believe. Oh, Lord, please forgive me and save my wicked soul.
King, Jesus Christ is King of kings, and his power shall reign forever and ever. He is King, Jesus Christ is King of kings, and his power shall reign forevermore.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, to our King, King of kings. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to our King.
He is King, Jesus Christ is King of kings, and his power shall reign forevermore. He is Lord, Jesus Christ is Lord of lords, and his power shall reign forever and ever. He is Lord, Jesus Christ is Lord of lords, and his power shall reign forevermore. He is God, Jesus Christ is God of gods, his power shall reign forever and ever. He is God, Jesus Christ is God of gods, his power shall reign forevermore. Hallelujah to our God, God of gods. Hallelujah, hallelujah to our God. He is God, he is God. Jesus Christ is God of gods. His power shall reign forevermore. And his power shall reign forevermore. He is God, he is Lord, he is King, King of kings.
The long road to Berryville, Virginia, gave the doctor plenty of time to think. He fingered the small Bible in his pocket to see if it was still there, to convince himself that the events of the past few days were real. For the 100th time, he read the inscription, "To Emmanuel C. McClaw, from Elizabeth Frederick McClaw." Even as the wagon jostled over the frozen Virginia roads, he thought of his wife and of home. He prayed that the letter would reach her before he arrived.
"My dearest Elizabeth, I hardly know where to begin. I guess I should start by confessing that the letter you received 14 years ago was forged. No, I wasn't killed in battle. I just wanted you to be free from the likes of me. I've always loved you. I'm sure by now you've heard about Manny. You'd have been proud, Elizabeth. Hundreds of men have died in my care, but Manny was different. During the worst of his suffering, he was more concerned about me than about himself. Even when he was dying, he was telling about me about his Emmanuel. Oh, Elizabeth, I'm so sorry. If you can find it in your heart to forgive, I'd like to spend Christmas at home. You see, now, Manny's God is my God. I was shown the way home by my own son. All my love, Nathan Anderson McLaw."
Christmas at home,
Christmas at home. Lord,
how I want to go home.
My heart's yearning so, for I long to go home at Christmas time.
Christmas at home,
Christmas at home. Lord, how I want to go home.
All right, I hope you enjoyed the program. You paid attention to the message, and the Lord spoke to your heart through it.